All right, the sun is up. It's a good-looking Friday out there. We'll detail that forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. The Food Bank of Eastern Michigan has really stepped up in a big way this year because there is so much need all around the state. I mean, all around the country, let's face it, but particularly here in our area, as people haven't been working, people need to eat, people need food, and so the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan has partnered with local agencies, nonprofits, service organizations all across the eastern part of the state to hand out food. Another food giveaway coming up on Monday. This will be in conjunction with the Blue Water Center for Independent Living, along with the Soup Kitchen and the Lions Club. Joining us right now from the Lions Club, Jim White over at Luxury Bath by Mobility Remodelers. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
These food giveaways really help a lot of people, don't they?
They do. There's always people, and you'd be surprised what neighborhoods, the need is in. I don't think anybody, is above getting a little help here and there. And so, yeah, they're quite popular in the area.
So what goes on at one of these giveaways?
Well, it's basically the people that provide the food. All we're doing with the Lions Club is really paying for it this time. And it's a lot of food for a very low cost. We made the donation to take care of that part of it. And they'll drive up with a truckload of food already boxed up. And all the people need to do for this particular one, it's going to be at 1042 Griswold, which is the main campus of the formerly Blue Water Center for Independent Living and now the Disability Network of the Thumb. It's at 1042 Griswold. So if they'll pull in on the Oak Street side, come through our parking lot, we will, if they have their trunk open, our back door open, we will place the food in there, and they'll have, there'll be vegetables, fresh fruits, vegetables, and some meat, and we'll put that in their trunk, and away they go, and we ask that they leave on the Griswold side. So you'll come east on Oak, and then drive through the parking lot, and exit on the side going west on Griswold.
That's pretty easy to do. First come, first serve. Get there early. They're going to start giving these the food packages away at 10 o'clock on Monday morning. Jim, how hard has it been for the Lions Club this year to have meetings, to do the things you usually do?
It's been very difficult because, normally we historically have taken a break as far as just, we'll have a board meeting, and that's where we approve certain things like this function. But we haven't had our normal meetings or fundraisings cut in half because we have the hall. There used to be the Wadhams Club had it there across from Cracker Barrel. That thing will rent every weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And every dollar that goes back to the community through Lions Club, donations and things that we do like this. But we just got started back. We had decided, okay, we'll rent it one day a weekend, so we wouldn't have back to back. We'd have time to clean it. It looks like now we're probably going to be doing refunds again, because with the new orders, it's going to be hard for people to use it for a lot of different reasons. So it's affected our ability to raise funds. We're fortunate because we're a 100-year-old club. We've got the wherewithal to remain viable and not put our members or the public at risk by trying to do too much. But it's definitely been a challenge.
Yeah, well, this too shall pass. We're glad that you're able to help out with the food giveaway on Monday because it's going to be a real lifeline to help a lot of people in our community.
It will. And, there's just a lot of food in the community right now that, no one should go hungry. And then discussing everything that Blue Water Center or Disability Network of Thumb Go does here in the community. There's no reason for anybody to go hungry or without shelter.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the flower I'm looking at says Griswold Street Baptist Church. So you go into the Griswold Street Baptist Church parking lot. Is that what you're asking people to do?
Well, they can park there and come get their food, or they can just drive through.
All right, perfect.
We have overflow parking. Our goal is that you come in on the Oak side and leave on the Griswold side. But yeah. If it starts backing up and you need to park, you can park at the Baptist Church.
Yeah, that's a great setup. I'll tell you what, they've figured out how to do these really easily, efficiently, contact-free, and it works, and it gets food to where it needs to go, and that's the important thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. Have yourself a great day.
All right, thanks, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.